The second stage of the real campaign, which is what we are conducting, and I hope that gets through to you, we are conducting the real campaign. When that cookie guy, talked about all he wanted for Christmas was white genocide. Now, it is a measure of just how seriously Hillary is taken that she spoke as a national candidate. And the phrase barely touched the airwaves. I mean, they quoted her, of course. She can't do anything that they won't quote. But they quoted her, but nobody... In other words, it wasn't up to the level of a joke. It was that bad. This professor... was taken seriously. The candidate of the Democratic Party, National Democratic Party, for president was not. And this is simply, there's a big lesson in that to show you at what level, at what, well, for one thing, everybody knows that Hillary is not news. She's the establishment, the elite, as they call themselves. And what she says doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. So when Hillary comes along and says something about white genocide, and she said something about immigration and birthers that I saw that was quoted, and they just passed under the radar. In that case, it's simply that she's just not, nobody cares. She's such a bore. So, the real campaign, however, is going to develop around our issues, And our issues are, in fact, dividing America. Now, people will say, but those are the issues that are dividing America. Well, then those are the important issues, aren't they? No, National Review says, oh, no, no, no. Immigration, nobody cares about that. They're worried about prayers in school. So a real history of the campaign right now contains only a couple of notes. When the word, in this case, when white genocide was first used, and the contrast to the national figure that used it first, and the fact that it got no reaction whatsoever. Their own candidate, the left didn't even pay attention to her.